conspiracy of the insignificant. Conspiracy of the insignificant.
Ooh, somebody's got a new theme song and everything. Well, we always have a new theme song. Those of you who've listened to any number of episodes know I have no patience for keeping the same theme song for very long, but as always, we are the Conspiracy of the Insignificant, and I, your inimitable host, PQ Ribber. Yeah, they broke the mold before they made me, I think explains most of the situation. And this time around, let's see what we have on our slate. We've got a fresh Otis Career Story reading, which is done, of course, in cooperation with Mr. Steve Rubin, Jewels of Jewels Works, America's greatest up-and-coming filmmaker and writer. And I get to write with them, and I get to read the stories on the podcast. Everybody loves Otis Career. And if you dig back into our older podcasts available on our page at podomatic.com, or on the Conspiracy of Insignificant MySpace page. Yes, indeed. Yes, we have that. And we have a new instrumental production, which also originates from what is now being known as the 505 Sessions, done with me mostly and Dr. Panasofsky, or Dr. Panasofsky and me, if you want to get technical about it, here in El Shedo Studios, right next door to the current home of Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories. And with that all going, we've got a lot happening. And we got some laughs, we got some entertainment for ya. First thing off, though, let's play you that thing that I did with Dr. Panasofsky. Now, what I've done here is we've taken the original track and we have augmented it with additional tracks done using a sampling keyboard. Well, here we go.
Just a little shot.
All right.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Wow. Conspiring with the best of the best, man. And this will be the first Art Hop this upcoming weekend of, May 9th and 10th and 11th, is an Art Hop weekend here in the city of TRC, and one of the rare ones where there isn't a full-on performance by the Conspiracy of the Insignificant, but I might go out and do a little busking just for the fun of it. See if I can raise some consciousness and some spare change, too. Hey, you never know. Little money never hurt anybody. And what have you been reading? Me, I'm reading Rudyard Kipling right now. It's tough going, but I figure I ought to get a little of the classics under my belt now and then. I'm one of those weirdos who had fun reading Moby Dick, so my taste is a little off the beaten path. And the last book I finished was this one here, which is one I can recommend. You don't even really have to be a baseball fan. It's written by the same guy who wrote the book that Field of Dreams was based on, which was called Shoeless Joe, W.P. Kinsella, and it's called The Iowa Baseball Conspiracy. And it's basically about a game in 1908 that took over 2,000 innings. If that piques your curiosity, run to your library, bookstore, or other such, and grab a copy. It's a good read. I feel like Webley Webster, who is a character, for those of you not in the know, on the Bob and Ray Show. We'll have to play you one of those bits. He would be come on and do a book review, and every single book he reviewed, he would dramatize a scene from the book, and it always turned out to be the same scene that took place on a pirate ship, even though the books were books that never had any scenes with pirates or ships, which was, I guess, what the comedic thing of the whole thing was. Anyways, speaking of readings and good things, here's a Jules Works story, an Otis Career story, for your listening and entertainment pleasure. Numbers. Otis Career figured he had it all figured out one day. He thought he might raise the dead up. There was this spell book he had found, wrinkled up, yellow, in a trash receptacle in which he'd gone digging for treasures for some reason. Like most things Career stumbles across, this, another in a series of random miracles. Digging through trash was not a habit of his. Habits came and went according to some bizarre pattern Otis had yet to discern. He was not the sort of fellow who obsessively followed a daily routine. Deep down existed a longing for such stability, but he'd long since given up being that type of human. Predictability, the safe way to, inevitably, the same place in the end. No. Nor did he ever consider himself to be in that genre of folks who figure things out. He never pretended to do so, since he believed strongly in the randomness of life and scoffed at those who turned to religion or strict science in search of methods of control. It wasn't just one thing, it was all things. Sometimes Otis imagines himself on a plush leather couch, floating above the majority. But one day he figured it all out. Numbers began spewing from his fingertips onto the computer keypad. He had no idea of their origin. The entire time he imagined a ghost in the dark corner of his room, watching, but Otis Career refused to give in to his urge to turn around. The temptation bugged him like a fly in his ear. Ignoring it was like some sort of Zen test he desperately wished to pass for once in his life. 13, 7, 11, 73, and so on. The numbers had nothing to do with the lottery, nor Wall Street, nor politics. Otis decided, based on how they flowed out of his head, following strict curves and ellipses, that the numbers described the patterns of life. His brain had slipped his mind, or vice versa, threw a hole into a more real and less tangible view of the universe. How strange, Otis spoke, aloud to no one, as was his custom and will. His fingers found a pen. Etching a pattern onto his desktop, Otis felt an aloof high like the one most humans seek. He wrote it out until he passed into sleep. When he awoke, he had earned a headache and a cluttered desktop. Old patterns seemed to slowly reemerge, and he felt normalcy returning, though he could sense a vague wisdom. imperative, Otis mused, to the feeling of waking back up after allowing a friend to push you into unconsciousness by cutting off the flow of oxygen to your brain, like a whippet, dangerous but fulfilling. He never erased the spirals and curves which someone had carved onto his table. And that just about wraps things up for another thrill-packed episode of everybody's favorite podcast. It's the snappiest podcast online. Who wants to listen to somebody drivel on and on for a half hour, 45 minutes, 2 hours? Hey, we get you a little music, a story, a little babbling, get you in and out, and then if you want more, there's more shows. You can always listen to more, and very soon you'll be able to purchase these very quickly becoming rare, no longer online episodes of Conspiracy of the Insignificant. Oh, we're going to be a marketing mogul, a marketing landslide. Oh, who knows? In any case, we thank you as always for listening. And this is your friend and mine, PQ Ribber. Next time around, there'll be more good fun. The Conspiracy of the Insignificant podcast is a Leisure Time production of Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories, Mentor World, and your good friends at Jules Works, too.